Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, November 21st, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. The vice president of Poland's Law and Justice Party has submitted an appeal for intervention to the European Court of Human Rights concerning the situation at the Polish-Belarusian border. The letter, which was sent to the ombudsman of the ECHR by Peace Party leader Antonio Macarewicz, claimed the civil rights and safety of Polish officers are being violated as a result of attacks on Polish services along the border with Belarus. Marcin Wiącek of Polska Radio 24 supported Macarewicz's assertions, pointing out that Saturday saw 195 new attempts to illegally cross the border, resulting in the detention of 5 migrants and expulsion decisions issued for another 85 people. In a post yesterday on Twitter, the Polish Border Guard, or Straż Granica, claimed several groups ranging in size from 200 to a few dozen attempted to force their way across the border near the village of Dubice Cyrkiewnie. According to Anna Michalska, a spokesperson for the Border Guard, the migrants were aggressive and threw stones and firecrackers and used tear gas. The Polish Border Guard has recorded over 34,000 attempts to illegally cross the Polish-Belarusian border since the beginning of 2021, of which 6,000 occurred in November alone. Speaker of the Polish Senate Tomasz Grodzki said he received a letter containing explosive material and death threats on Friday afternoon. Grodzki added that the mail package was addressed to him but was intercepted by Senate security. The Warsaw Police Department is currently investigating the case. Earlier this month, Justice Minister Zbigniew Ziobro said prosecutors in Poland would investigate death threats sent to some politicians, including opposition leader Donald Tusk. On November 1st, Tusk, the former Polish Prime Minister and President of the European Council, published a short video on Twitter in which he described receiving a letter containing death threats referencing the assassination of Gdańsk Mayor Paweł Adamowicz. Similar letters were sent to several other major opposition politicians and journalists, according to reports by the Polish press agency. And speaking of Donald Tusk, the former Polish Prime Minister and current leader of Platform Obywatelska had his driving license suspended on Saturday after being caught speeding. Tusk reportedly exceeded the speed limit in built-up areas by more than 50 kilometers per hour, which Tusk himself confirmed via social media. He wrote that he had violated traffic laws, resulting in the suspension of his license for 3 months, along with a 10-point penalty and a fine of 500 zloty. Tusk also said he accepted the judgment without discussion. According to media reports, the incident took place in Wiśniewo near Mława, with some politicians and social activists calling for Tusk to apologize publicly. Firefighters in Pomerania intervened 350 times due to storms over the weekend, according to Łukasz Pulsa, press spokesman of the provincial headquarters of the State Fire Service in Gdańsk. The highest number of interventions occurred in Wejherowo, Gdańsk, and the regions of Kartuzy and Płock. Reports indicated that most interventions were related to the removal of broken boughs and branches, as well as fallen trees. In one tragic occurrence yesterday, however, a tree fell on a car traveling along Provincial Road No. 213 in Murowaniec in the district of Słupsk. One 35-year-old man died on the scene, and a 24-year-old passenger in the vehicle was also hospitalized.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with an increasing chance for rain showers throughout the afternoon and winds coming in from the east and north. Temperatures will peak around a high of 9 degrees centigrade, or 39 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping overnight to a low of 4 degrees centigrade, or 49 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar cool, cloudy weather is expected tomorrow, with a chance for clearer skies and additional sunshine on Tuesday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.